Hi, dear queers. We have a short bonus episode for our reality diehards this week where we catch up on the Beverly Hills reunion and last week's Summer House episode. We will be back with our regular scheduled programming next week with a very fun episode on conspiracy theories with our conspiracy expert and pal, Nathan Radke. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So, have you watched the second episode of Housewives Reunion?
Yes. This is, I think we just need to do a little update.
Yeah, we have to. Because I'm also caught up on Summer House now.
Amazing.
But the episode number two was, once again, unbearable. I found Dorit just...
She doesn't get it.
She can't see herself.
And which is wild because she is like, you know, almost a tenured... housewife, and so she has seen herself back on TV. So what's going on, sweetie?
Seriously, she's so fixated on being right. She can't ever, like, Andy at one point gives that comparison where he's like, well, let's like flip the script here, and like, if what did he say? He's like, if Sutton had showed up to your book launch, said your photo was terrible, said it was stupid, mm-hmm. like, how would you feel? And she's like, I don't see the analogy.
I thought she was going to go for Andy.
Yeah. But she's just like, she just blatantly kind of denies that it's a literal comparison to the
truly.
Right.
She cannot see it. And it's so funny. I think what I love too with the reunion with specifically Beverly Hills Housewives, I feel like Andy is also the most invested.
He is.
He inserts himself more than any other one.
That's a good point, actually, because he can. He knows the background and he feels...
He has the history.
He has the credibility.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And even with him trying to, like, let me give you an example so you can see what everyone else is seeing. Uh-huh. And she's like, actually, now I'm fighting with you.
Yeah, yeah, right? I'm trying to think of what else stood out to me from that. I think some of Amanda's shadiness came out a little bit too in terms of how Bose was just like, listen, you inflate your prices that made you a million. Like, that's what made you a millionaire kind of thing.
I think I understand her a bit too, because she does this interesting thing where she's not lying.
Mm-hmm.
But she just, the lens at which she presents things is her own creation.
Totally. She can kind of, she says something without saying anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, yeah, that's what I said.
Yes.
I was actually kind of worried about this, but I said what I said and that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. there was also that great meme going around of like, Kyle standing and Dorit standing at the same level and Andy in the middle, like stuck. And there was some funny meme saying how like people want that as like a new tattoo, or like this should be like equivalent of the Last Supper painting, you know?
The modern day Last Supper.
Oh my God, because it's so perfect. And I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. If Dorit can watch herself back and still come out guns blazing the way she is in the reunion, then she just, it'll take so much to have her self-reflect.
Well, because the thing that is beautiful about the reunion is it gives the cast time to watch the season back and also have space. So ideally, they're no longer activated and they can come in and do the apology.
Totally.
And yes, stuff still bugs you and you get back to that place. But like, it's the time for the self-reflection and it's just not happening.
No, she's come in as hot as she was during the season.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious to see if Bose and Rachel are still able to stand her so hard, because it's like, yes, there's clearly been cast lines drawn, but it's like she's going to start making them look bad.
She is. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think I wouldn't be surprised if we saw next season some cracks happening in those relationships, because as a friend, you can't expect blind loyalty from your friends. Like, they should be reasonable people too, who would stand up to you and say, listen, you're kind of being unfair here. Like, wouldn't you actually want friends like that rather than people who are just going to support you no matter what stupid things you're doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you want to do a little update on Summer House? They also had another episode.
Yes.
It just...
I mean, I think they were cheating back then.
Look, I think there's something different, I think there's nuance in it because, okay, there's physical cheating, yes, and emotional cheating.
Totally.
Clearly something was going on. When we saw the way that she, okay, so for folks who maybe haven't watched, but basically what happened was Amanda didn't come out for this week's episode. Mm. And there was a couple phone calls, and basically she was ignoring Kyle and being kind of shiesty to him. And then as soon as the topic was moved towards West, it was a whole new thing.
Absolutely. So he posted something like, best day of my life.
Yeah.
And Amanda happened to not be there. And mm-hmm. then she wrote, damn. Like, well, damn.
Yeah.
And Kyle was shocked when he realized that, oh, like, she actually was feeling kind of jealous or a certain kind of way. But because obviously he didn't have the context of there maybe being some mm-hmm. emotional cheating going on already.
And look, there can be like undercurrents where you're in the flirty energy vibe and you don't know what it is yet. So like, I can give some grace. But also,
but just the way they interacted,
it's in just, they're not moving well.
No, in other instances in the season too, when Kyle and Amanda get into a fight and Kyle's being pretty terrible and Amanda's upset and Wes goes to comfort her, mm-hmm. like, I don't know that it should be Wes. Like, she has girlfriends for that, but he like steps into that role as though mm-hmm. it's his job.
He wants to.
And then also like just some extended touches between them. You see, he's always sitting beside her, or she's always sitting beside him at dinners and things too.
Yep.
The one
that's going on under that table.
Like, yeah. When they mentioned who's single and like, he raises her hand at one point and then
I missed that.
And she wasn't wearing her wedding ring and she's like, oh, well, Kyle lost his or something. And I said, I'm not going to wear mine until he is. And so she puts her other hand up too. But like West is putting her hand up, and there's a lot of familiarity there and comfort that you don't necessarily see between any other male and female on the show who don't explicitly have some sort of romantic alliance, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure we will be back with all the updates, and May 19th, you better believe I'm going to be watching in the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yes. That's going to document the whole downfall.
Dear Queer.